It is 2:07 p.m. on March 2nd, 2020. This is the time and date scheduled for pre-hearing conference in PSC cases PU-19-376 and PU-19-377. These are OAH file numbers 2020-0007 and 2020-0008. These are applications of Northern Divide Wind LLC for a certificate of site compatibility proposing to build up to 74 wind turbines in Burke County, and an application for a certificate of corridor compatibility and route permit for a 41-mile transmission line. These cases have been consolidated for the purpose of hearing. Appearing today on behalf of the PSC is Special Assistant Attorney Brian Schmidt, and appearing on behalf of Northern Divide Wind LLC is Attorney Casey Fury. And Ms. Fury, now that we're on the record, if you want to, again, just introduce the representatives that are on the line today as well.
Thank you, Judge. Yes, in addition to myself, there are several representatives with NextEra Energy Resources that are on the line on behalf of Northern Divide Wind. Attending this call is Tracy Davis, Senior Regulatory Attorney, Clay Cameron, Project Manager, and Dustin Jones, Environmental Lead. And I would just go ahead and ask that the attendees confirm their presence on the call, please.
Hi, Casey. This is Tracy Davis, Senior Attorney with NextEra Energy Resources on behalf of Northern Divide Wind.
That's Clay Cameron, Project Manager for Northern Divide Wind.
This is Dustin Jones, Environmental Services Lead for NextEra Energy on behalf of Northern Divide Wind.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Fury. My name is Judge Hope Hogan, and I have been designated as a procedural administrative law judge for this hearing. I scheduled this pre-hearing conference at the request of Ms. Fury to address the pre-hearing matters. We have a hearing date, if I recall correctly, of April 17th, set for the consolidated hearing for these cases. Ms. Fury, your email mentioned, as far as pre-hearing matters to discuss, the timeline for filing the pre-filed testimony and then proposed exhibits and witnesses. Are there other issues you wanted to address today?
Just very generally, Your Honor, we do intend to have our court reporter present at the hearing, and just wanted to kind of discuss some very general kind of issues and topics related to that, and the public comment portion of the hearing as well.
Okay. Comment. And Mr. Schmidt, is there anything you wanted to discuss today besides those issues that have already been mentioned?
No, Your Honor, nothing in addition to that.
Okay. So do we maybe want to start with deadlines to be set? I think specifically for the pre-filed testimony. Ms. Fury, do you know how many witnesses you intend to have?
Right now, we intend to call three witnesses, Your Honor. And those witnesses would provide direct testimony. We do intend for those witnesses to submit pre-filed testimony. I've had a chance to discuss with Mr. Schmidt prior to this call, and we have agreed upon April 1st as a deadline for submitting the pre-filed testimony for those witnesses. There will be a number of other subject matter experts that will be attending the hearing on behalf of Northern Divide Wind, and so should additional information be requested from the commissioners, or it appears that we need to call up an additional witness, we do reserve the right to do that. But however, at this time, we only intend to call three witnesses at this time.
Did you and Mr. Schmidt talk about pre-filing exhibits on that deadline as well?
Yes, Your Honor. So by April 1st, we also intend to file a proposed exhibit list. And at the time of filing, at this time, I should say, we do not intend to submit any exhibits that have not yet been docketed. I would just for the record indicate that there is one remaining agency correspondence letter that we have received. We do intend to file that this week, but currently all proposed exhibits have or will be filed with the commission.
All right. And Mr. Schmidt, is that acceptable on behalf of the PSC? All right. And does the PSC intend to call any witnesses at the hearing?
I don't believe so at this time, Your Honor. I haven't been informed that there's going to be any witnesses called on our behalf. However, that is obviously subject to change. We'll notify the party that we take it.
Sure. Any exhibits that you anticipate the PSC putting into the record?
Not at this time.
Okay. All right. So I can, after hearing today, I can issue a short order just memorializing that April 1st date that you guys agreed upon for the pre-filed exhibits, or I'm sorry, pre-filed testimony and the exhibit list.
Your Honor?
Oh, go ahead.
I would also note, and for Mr. Schmidt to inform that commission as well, we do not intend to bring copies of marked exhibits for the commissioners. However, they will have the proposed hearing list. We do intend to bring a copy for yourself and for our witnesses. However, we will not be bringing additional copies for the commissioners. And this is per just their recent request to kind of avoid duplication and paper shuffle.
Okay. And Mr. Schmidt, that's acceptable?
I don't have a problem with it as long as there will be a copy available to them if it's requested at the hearing. Just so they have something to reference, I guess, and however that wants to be handled, it can be handled. I presume I'll have a paper copy of the application, but I guess it would be probably helpful just to have, even if it's just one copy of those documents there, just in case something comes up or someone has technical difficulties and wants to reference it during the hearing.
Sure. Ms. Fury, you said you'd have one paper copy available for me?
Yeah.
We'll deem that the official copy then of the exhibits. All right, thank you. Did you want to address or talk about court reporter, Ms. Fury?
Yes, Your Honor. So as you're aware, or you may not be aware, the last hearing was quite long. I believe it went 15 hours. We did have a court reporter at the hearing for kind of a prior iteration of the project. And we found that just based upon the amount of public comments that was provided at that hearing, and just to kind of give you a little background, public comment began around, I want to say, 3:30, and it did go till about 10:30, 11. Mr. Schmidt, is that your recollection? It was within that time frame. So it was substantial. And so to kind of aid and ease some of the transcribing that our court reporter will be facing, it would be helpful if, when you're addressing the public, if you wouldn't mind just requesting that each individual that provides comments state their name and spell their name for the record, and then also indicate where they reside, if they're a resident of Burke County, Montreal County, and what township they reside in, just to ease in reviewing the transcripts once they're provided. In the prior project hearing, the transcripts that were finalized for that case were quite voluminous, and so just for ease of reference and being able to review the materials, we would request that, if you don't mind requesting that information to be provided by the public during the comment period, that would be extremely helpful in just streamlining the comment process.
Yeah, absolutely. That shouldn't be a problem. Do you anticipate the same level of public comment for this application?
I do anticipate that there will be significant comment. However, it's not likely, or it's unlikely to be quite to the extent from the prior hearing. However, it really is to be determined. I guess I would defer to Mr. Cameron with respect to if you have any updated indication regarding increased levels of public comment at this hearing.
No, I don't know the magnitude of the witnesses that will be testifying or public comment at this point. But as Ms. Beery said, I don't anticipate it being quite as lengthy as the first hearing.
Now, I haven't looked. Is this site close to the previous one?
Yes, Your Honor, there is some overlap. However, it is a revised project.
Okay. All right. Okay. Do you anticipate any interveners?
At this time, we have no knowledge of any parties that are planning to intervene.
Okay. What about you, Mr. Schmidt? Have you heard of any potential interveners?
I haven't, Your Honor.
Okay. All right. Mr. Schmidt, do you have anything you wanted to state as far as court reporter or public comment?
Not really. I do agree with Ms. Fury that it would be helpful for everyone just to kind of list their information at the beginning of their testimony. I recall going through hundreds of pages of transcripts last time on the previous project, and identifying who was speaking and where they lived at times was a difficult task, so if there was a way to kind of get that all in one place, it'd be easy to find. I do think that would be helpful when we review the transcripts afterwards.
Okay. So you're looking for the names, spelling of the name. I'll just read back to you what I wrote to make sure I have everything. Their name, have them spell their names, their address, and then the township where they reside, or do you want the township where they own property? Both, maybe?
Both maybe would be helpful. Township and respective county, yes, both would be helpful. Thank you.
All right. What was that, Mr. Schmidt? I didn't hear you.
To the extent they know which township they live in.
Right. Yeah, I assume some might not know what township they're in. Okay. Anything else that you would want from public commenters or information from public commenters, Mr. Schmidt?
No, Your Honor, not specifically.
Okay.
I guess just to ensure that we kind of keep things moving. Obviously, we want everyone who wants to be heard to have an opportunity to be heard, but I know especially with wind farms, in my experience, there becomes a lot of duplicative testimony from the public, and that usually accounts for the 10-plus hour-long hearings and those things, but at the same time, we definitely want to ensure that everyone who wants to have something to say has the opportunity to say something.
All right. Well, you have my commitment that I will try to get people not to repeat themselves, but we all know how that goes sometimes at hearings, so. Okay, Ms. Fury, did you have anything else you wanted to discuss as far as public comments?
Just, Your Honor, that at the last hearing, you know, we did kind of abut the end of the hearing, and the commission was somewhat on a time crunch just due to travel arrangements. And to the extent that there is, you know, substantive comment from the public, obviously this is completely up to your discretion. But there, at the prior hearing, there were numerous individuals that were a part of one or two landowner groups. And so to the extent that it may be helpful just to provide everyone with an opportunity to provide comments and then also have adequate time to question members of the public, I guess I would just propose that in, you know, if it appears that it may be helpful and subject to your discretion, that, you know, imposing maybe some type of time parameters may also be helpful should there be significant and substantial public comment.
Sure. Yeah, I have no problem with that as well. And I guess we'll, you know, some of that stuff we'll just have to play it by ear and see where we're at and how many commenters we have. Mr. Schmidt, did you have anything you wanted to provide on that issue?
I agree with you, Your Honor. It's going to kind of depend on how many people want to testify and what the nature of the testimony is. I think if we're running into a a similar situation to last time where we're running up against some issues with not getting back home because of a pilot issue. It would be helpful to probably impose a reasonable time restriction, and whatever that is, I think, is subject to how many people show up and what the content of their testimony is. But I think that's something we could probably even take a short two-minute break off the record and have a quick discussion about that at the hearing if it comes to be an issue.
Absolutely. Yep, and I'm totally fine with doing that. All right. Ms. Fury, any other issues you want to discuss today?
I have nothing additional, Your Honor.
All right. What about you, Mr. Schmidt?
Oh, Your Honor, thank you.
Okay. So I will get a short order out with that deadline for filing the pre-hearing filings. And hearing nothing else, I guess that will conclude our conference from this afternoon. I will note for a record, it is 2:23 p.m., thank you very much for everybody making themselves available.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you.
And we'll see you in a few weeks. Bye.